20 minutes to nine. Time now to get off on our rail ramble. As Claire and I joined the rail ramblers on a walk around Church Stretton last week, we'd met up at Shrewsbury Railway Station and we took the 15-minute journey or so to Church Stretton on the train. And they'd set up a special three-mile walk for us in the shadow of Caradoc. As we set off, I spoke to Nigel, who feels he's come back home.
Moved from Cambridge here. I was born in Cambridge, but my father was originally from Cambridge, as grandfather and great-grandfather. And at the beginning of the war, he volunteered for the RAF, was posted to Bomber Command and trained as a wireless operator, flew Stirlings and Wellingtons in East Anglia, and met my mother in Cambridge during the war and married and settled in Cambridge, and he never returned to Shrewsbury, right. So I feel like I've returned home.
Full circle.
It's become full circle. Yes.
How long have you been back here?
We moved here in October. And yes, we're settled in well. We live in the town, love it. And we joined Rail Rambles in beginning of this year, and it's great. It's a great way of meeting people and seeing areas of the county that we didn't know.
Yeah, your wife is charging ahead with Claire.
Yes.
Is she?
She is. Yeah, she's very good when it's flat. when we get to a hill, she'll slow down a bit.
Did your wife know Shropshire at all?
Only through me and through holidays that we've spent here. As I say, probably for the last sort of 10 years or more, we've been coming to Shropshire for holidays or for day visits. And one of the reasons we got back in, or involved in coming to Shropshire was actually through the Merry-Web Society, which know of.
And yes.
We've been members of the Merry-Web Society for about 12 years. So. Yeah.
Now, I know you're keen listeners, and thank you for that.
Yes, we are. Yes,
but you are, in many other ways, embedding yourself back in Shropshire. You were at Carols in the Square last year, I think?
Yes. We came to Carols in the Square. We'd been back in Shrewsbury for about just under a couple of months and came to Carols in the Square and really enjoyed it. It was a lovely atmosphere, a lovely evening. I think the weather was a bit better than what it was the year before, so I understand.
We've had some shockers.
I think we had a lot of snow the year before, so I understand.
Yeah. true enough. And Panto's on the agenda as well, yeah?
That's right, yes. One of the reasons for moving here was because our youngest son and his wife live just over the border in Wales, and we've got a granddaughter who's 4 years old, another one who's 1 year old, and we thought as a four-year-old it'd be great to take her to the Panto this year. So yes, that's definitely on the agenda.
And how often do you do the walks with the Rail Ramblers here?
We normally try to do about one a month. I think that's what it's averaged since our first one in, I think our first one was in February. Right. And I think we've tended to do about one a month.
And this is a gorgeous part of the world here, Church Stretton.
It's absolutely beautiful. It's beautiful, but there's lots of beautiful areas in Shropshire. It's such a varied
sport for choice.
We are sport for choice.
It's a bit more hilly, Nigel, than Cambridge.
Oh, well, it's funny you should say that, Eric, because ever since I was a teenager, I always loved hills and mountains. And people used to say to me back in Cambridge, why, for someone who loves hills and mountains, why do you live in the flattest part of the country? Well, I've done something about it now in retirement. And
and we're starting to blow a bit because we're climbing Hasler Hill.
Yes. You'll notice Sue slow down a bit soon.
That's Nigel chatting to me at the start of our Church Stretton walk with the Rail Ramblers last week. You can join them on any of the walks. You just turn up and have a look at their website for a full schedule of what they got planned. They're really nice group of people. They're lovely. www.railrambles.org. Have a look at that website and more on Breakfast tomorrow morning.